Chair, let me try and is this thing on? Let me try and clarify something for Nia. Nia, the position of treasurer has to be filled by the LSB.
That's what I said.
Right. And the PNB at the moment, the finance committee, the National Finance Committee, does not have anybody from WPFW. And so I have decided to go on that committee.
Okay. I'd like to ask something of each director. A.C. Byrd, which committees do you serve on the national level? Do you serve on any committees currently?
Yes.
Okay. Which are those committees?
I serve on the
microphone.
I serve on the task force, the archives task force.
Okay.
And the there's the I think it's called the minority, the I'm trying to think of the name.
Yes,
Committee
diversity.
Of Inclusion.
Committee of Inclusion, sorry.
Not an inclusion, it's a committee of, unless it's changed. The name changed.
Racism and sexism, has it met?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Jim, what committees on the national board do you serve on?
I serve on the – is my mic on? Okay. on the audit committee and the election committee.
Okay. And Luzette, which committees do you sit on currently?
At the moment, personnel, finance – I'm sorry, personnel, program, and governance. And I'm switching from program to finance.
Okay. All right. So would AC and Jim, do you desire to be either one of you to sit on either the finance or the programming committee? That would be an additional committee for you to sit on.
Well, let me say this. Campbell Johnson had been serving as the LSB rep to the Finance Committee.
We understand that. That's not relevant to this decision.
No.
Okay, so do either one of you wish to serve on the Program Committee, Programming Committee, or the Finance Committee? Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Programming Committee. I would like to serve on the Program Committee.
Okay. So we have only Luzette willing to serve on the Finance Committee. So if there's any no objection, Luzette will be appointed to be a member of the National Finance Committee. All right, hearing no objection. Now there needs to be an election between Billy Ray and Jim. Is that correct?
We can do that by secret ballot, so I guess we'll have to quickly make some ballots and push.
Okay, all right.
Well, we could just do papers, and then we'll write
that's
one.
Oh, okay.
Richard, can you, okay. Okay, very good. All you have to do is put one name, either Jim or Billy Ray, just one name. Okay, Richard should be just collecting the ballots.
Sorry, somebody already wrote on this one.
Maybe we need STD. Are you serious? What's well, here, it's just a piece of paper. Yeah, but what's it?
Sorry, Rico.
Pretty close for it. Like I said, where did they get that idea?
He's getting multiple ballots.
Okay, why don't we just count them now? Can somebody observe?
Why don't everybody observe? We'll just call them out.
Okay.
Can we keep counting on these? Can somebody check to make sure I'm calling this right? Billy Ray?
Microphone, please.
Yeah, hand it to me and I'll read it.
Okay, first ballot is Billy Ray. Second ballot is Billy Ray. Third ballot is Billy Ray. Next ballot is Billy Ray. Somebody keeping count of these?
It's okay.
Four. Next ballot is Jim. Next ballot is Jim.
4-2.
Billy Ray.
Oh, my God.
Jim.
3.
Jim.
4.
Jim.
5.
Jim. Billy Ray.
6-6.
So tense.
Billy Ray.
6-7.
Billy Ray.
6-8.
Billy Ray.
10.
Billy Ray. Billy Ray. Billy Ray.
Okay, congratulations, Billy Ray. You're now on the programming committee.
The vote was 12 to 6.
Okay. Guess what? It's 2 minutes to 8, so we'll start public comment. Who would like to start the public comment? All right. Raise your hand if you're going to want to give public comment. So we're going to be limiting everybody to, I'd say, 2 minutes. All right, David.
If you make it tonight, can you talk again tomorrow?
Okay, probably yes. Frank, are you first? All right. Can everybody else start a sign-up sheet? Can anyone give the...
Here's one right here.
Okay, very good.
Wait, let's get your...
All right, now it's on, I guess. My name is Frank Lefevre, and one of the things I've brought tonight is a little one-page sheet of places where you might eat in the neighborhood of Beekman, or at least accessible from here. I'm Frank Lefevre from WBAI. The listeners who are grateful to the listeners from the other stations for paying our bills for such a long time. We are trying to scrape up some money to pay our bills. I want to report that there was a very successful fundraiser last night about standing room only, big donations and so on. However, as I understand it, these donations are not going to defray any of WBAI's debts. Instead, they are going to pay for the people who want to get back into WBAI and continue its downward trend, namely the take-back people, also known as JUC. I think this is rather unfortunate. I think we should take forward WBAI. And please go to WBAI, take forward WBAI.org for some more details.
Thank you, Frank. Do we have a list? Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is a preview of my listener comment for the upcoming LSB meeting, August 12th, 09. Venue to be announced.
I'm sorry.
Subject, take back WBAI in a hurry. The Take Back WBAI Coalition, with its weekly well-attended meetings, is forging ahead with our various committees, such as legal, outreach, fundraising, recall, rally scheduling, etc., etc. Take Back WBAI by electing a new board is one way. If it is announced with hard evidence we have paid government agents in our midst, it would scuttle the coup overnight. Anyway, failing a quick resolution to take back WBAI and returning our autonomy, our authentic general manager, Tony Riddle, and program director, Bernard White, dumped newscasters and other producers and staff, I will recommend the following. In upcoming pledge drives, pledging to the station is supporting the coup. A parallel fund drive starting a new WBAI, call it, say, WBAI Worldwide. By web or podcasting is the way the world listens to WBAI now anyway. With technology exploding, it would be an affordable way to broadcast, less FCC, no transmitter expense. To take back WBAI Coalition with its bank account can hold monies collected via pledges in escrow until the coup has failed. Then the escrow funds can be given over to the WBAI we appreciate and the world looks up to, or to maintain and support the new WBAI Worldwide. With a new WBAI Worldwide, it is time for an expanded mission statement to reflect the needs of the 21st century, local or international. Stand by for further details. Coup be gone, Martin.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
yes,
I'd just like to say to the listeners, whether you agree or disagree, it is disrespectful to speak while someone has the mic, has the floor. Please give them the courtesy that you expect them to give you.
Okay. Go ahead. You have.
My name is Renee Bowser, and I'm a member of the WPFW Local Station Board. And I traveled here to ask the question, are we going to adhere to Pacifica bylaws or not? Or are we just going to tear them up? Two things I want to mention. In Article 7 of local station boards, it says that both the executive director and or the LSB may initiate the process to fire a station manager. However, to effectuate it, if both the executive director and LSB must agree to fire said general manager, if the ED and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager shall be made by the board of directors. Well, we got a new interim general manager, and he seems like a nice guy, a very progressive man, but we found out about it at the local station board after the decision had been made, therefore expressly in violation of the bylaws. Now, I hate to bring up, I've been a lawyer for over 25 years, but you just have to be able to read English to see that that was a violation of the bylaws. Secondly, the issue of the board of directors of the foundation, electing people from the local LSB, which is our WPFW local LSB, to the Pacifica National Foundation. The bylaws say if a director previously held by a station representative director becomes vacant for any reason, That seat shall be immediately filled for the remainder of the term by a director elected by the delegates from that radio station. That means me and the 20 other LSC members. And that was expressly not done. And even if you argue that there was no candidate because Campbell Johnson had not served enough, that would still bring it back to the LSB to elect a director. Why can't you adhere to the Pacifica bylaws when they expressly give a procedure? On Wednesday, we elected someone from the local LSB, WPFW, to this Pacifica National Foundation. We had a quorum of 11 out of 21 members, and we elected Campbell Johnson with 10 votes yes and one abstention. Is not Campbell Johnson being seated? Can someone address that here? Please address the express bylaws, because I want to learn something. I don't do corporation law. I do labor law. But when it says expressly, I want to know why this board has done something in contravention of the express bylaws that we are supposed to be governed with.
Thank you, Renee. Your time is up. Next person is Don DeBar.
Good evening. And welcome to New York. Last time I addressed this board was in Berkeley. Now you're in New York City. I believe that there would be a pretty full house this evening, and hopefully you'll see some of that tomorrow and Sunday. If this board, which has been taking rather broad strokes at WBAI, had bothered to announce, well, if you were interested in finding out how the audience felt about it, you would have scheduled public comment a week or two ago. I mean, you convened a couple dozen people to come to New York City, and you're putting the agenda together tonight. That, to me, is remarkable enough. But you would have scheduled a public comment and advertised it on the radio station and everywhere else that you could if you genuinely wanted to find out how do the listeners feel about what you're doing. If you don't want to know what the listeners are doing, and if you want to mask your actions in legitimacy without actually having it, then you behave in the fashion that you've behaved. That's the first point. The second point, it's on this piece of paper somewhere. Is it true that you're planning to change the rules for recalling board members while recall petitions were circulated and the process is underway now? Is that true?
Traditionally, we don't respond to public comment. But okay. I'll note down the question.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing from the audience that it's true, so I'm going to proceed as if. Because, again, this is something that, you know, should be public. I mean, I shouldn't have to guess. In any event, if that's what you're doing, I can't imagine how – it's just more outrageous than I can imagine. I heard someone before make reference to members of Congress. It's like members of Congress getting elected to office and then changing the term of office to 10 or 20 or 50 years. The U.S. Constitution prohibits that. Isn't there anything in our bylaws that protect us against self-serving board members and cliques within Pacifica protecting their board members on the local station boards? That's another question which I know won't be answered. Finally, I was the morning news headlines editor for WBAI until June 1st. Procedurally, what happened was on May 28th, the local station board passed a resolution essentially condemning me for reporting on the coup that's taking place in this network. 3 days later, or 4 days later, on June 1st, I was terminated. About 2 weeks later, it was announced on the radio that the reason for my termination was there was some union grievance issue or something that no one ever gave me notice of, and my time is up. But I would like to say I filed a grievance about a month and a half ago, and I'm still waiting to hear from the GM at WBAI.
Thank you. The next person on the stack is Mitchell Cohen.
Hey, greetings, everyone. Hi. I'd like to try and first welcome everybody to New York and to try and talk about some positive ways of moving WBAI forward. and not only looking at the past. But one way, we know that there's been a very serious problem with premiums at BAI that especially escalated in the past year and a half or so, such that there have been over 6,000 premiums that were not sent out to people who had paid for them. And I've volunteered at the station along with Linda Zisis and Jennifer Jaeger and a bunch of other folks to go through the premiums and try to get those out to people. And we could use some more volunteers if anybody would like to help mail out premiums to people. But my point in going through all the complaints was that a number of those people who complained, there were about 900 complaints that I sorted through, that those people who just sent in the complaints, said that they were not going to give any more money to the station because they've complained and complained and didn't get premiums over and over again. So that's attempted to be rectified now. However, the way the premiums department itself is structured itself is an impediment, despite all the hard work that Indra Hardad and Yvonne Singh and other volunteers they were doing. It's almost impossible, given the way it's set up, to catch up as premiums with a backlog, let alone the future. So I'll be submitting some proposals for how we can catch up on getting the premiums out to people. The second thing I'd like to talk about briefly is the absolute need to add at least one new reporter to the news department. This is an election year in New York. We have a mayoral candidate. You know, nobody's covering City Hall anymore. Eric Williams had been fired or laid off or pushed out by the previous management. And the final thing project that I'd like to promote, and hopefully everybody could agree on this, is to organize a high school network of radio stations, and we could take the best of those shows on high schools and then put them on the air on a regular schedule in New York, and that way organically bring in young people without it being, you know, tokenistic. It's a real organic process. So I hope we could all work together on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitchell. The next person on the list is Jim Crevo.
Hi. So it seems to me that in New York, for WBAI and Pacifica, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
We have an opportunity to do something really important. We have intelligent, creative people who are in two separate groups and who always seem to be fighting each other, trying to bring the other group down. Pacifica was founded on the idea of conflict resolution on the planet as part of what we're here for. And it would seem to me to be a good opportunity for us to be trying to learn how to do that with ourselves. So if anybody wants to work on this challenge, you can contact me at jamescrevo@yahoo.com.
Thank you, James. All right. The next person is Monroe.
I'm very concerned with WBAI, if anybody would like to know. Last night we had a meeting which represented something, but not exactly what I think is complete fairness. Of course, you could argue, what do you mean by complete and what do you mean by fairness? I can't believe that WBAI has, as a result of the past two elections, where they list the number of members who received ballots as approximately 15,500 members, only 3,000 some plus 360 members voted. From that, you then take, I don't even still know, even though I've attended many sessions, so call me stupid. But then I should be in government, shouldn't I? Shouldn't I be a write-in candidate to WBAI as I was asked twice? I asked, and Leslie Kagan had a space on the ballot after all the other people's names for a write-in candidate. Of course, some people put Mickey Mouse. Some people put G.W. Bush and his father. And anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is last night also, there was a false sense. We had a speaker, Tim Wise, a wonderful name for a person who's a specialist in white supremacy or white privilege. 30 seconds? Okay. So he's up on the platform, and I'm down here. At least here we're kind of on the same level. But the point is, I would hope, as Jim Crivo just said, why is it so long? I know they had a different session once on going away, you know, into the country for conflict resolution. But it's there's something wrong. You can see one side feels one way, the other side feels the other way. So how do we resolve it? Do we get specialists in conflict or resolution? Who's next on the...
Okay. Thank you, Monroe.
I'll speak again.
The next person is Thomas Hillgardner.
Hi, how are you? I think I'm the newest member. I just joined. I had not been a member of Pacifica Foundation or WBAI. I am an attorney. You might be familiar with me. I represented Mitchell Cohen in what I understand was a lawsuit that we might have settled today. I don't have all the details yet. I really am hopeful. This organization is really valuable in this country. What you do is so important. We really do need to come together. Peace needs to be made between warring factions in this organization. At the same time, looking forward at what you need to do in the future, I think that there's some lessons that need to be learned from the past. If you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat the same mistakes again. Most importantly, I think that there were some what got us into the mess, my observation after the fact, is that there were some serious conflicts of interest by people in charge. And I really, I'm trying to be in this talk here, be hopeful and forward-looking at the same time trying to avoid, thank you, that the problems that are going on with the organization. Please try to think about adopting a bylaw amendment that would prohibit general counsel from getting involved in elections, from prohibiting general counsel from being interim executive director. The job is just too important. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Next person on the stack is Gabrielle Corin.
Hi, everybody.
Speak louder.
Yes. I'd like to tell you which are my most favorite WBAI programs. My most favorite WBAI program is Law and Disorder, Global Movements and Urban Struggles, City Watch, First Voices, Counterspin, Arab-Palestinian programs, Asia-Pacific Islander program, Cuba in Focus, Irish program, Equal Time for Atheists, Africa Kaleidoscope, Beyond the Pale. So you get the idea. The reason I love WBAI because WBAI is deal with everyday our everyday life. That is politics. That is the everyday struggle what people go through. I mean, what I worry about that this new administration, what do you want? You want more entertainment? That's what I heard. I mean, I think maybe I'm wrong, but maybe Miss Williams said or somebody said that if you don't want those boring programs, what's boring? The program is not boring because we talk politics, we talk about the everyday, our everyday life. Do you want more music? What I am really upset about it, that since in the last few months, we have more music, yeah. And just the more music, when we're talking about the most important issues, you play music. For example, about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, okay, there was a program which was about when I forgot the name of the person who went to Palestine, okay? Cynthia McKinney goes to Palestine, and we hear what's happening, the suffering of the Palestinian people. And as soon as it's over, there is a music, and what do they play? Feel good, for don't think about whatever bad troubles. I mean, just garbage. I mean, you cannot talk about serious issues, and after you finish, right away start to play music. You know what the music does? The music takes away the strength. What was said before? It says that don't worry about it, play music, you know, have fun. This is not what we are about.
Thank you, Gabrielle. I think we got your message. You're out of time now. Thank you. The next person on the stack is T. Rasul Murray.
Good evening. I'm a decades-long listener of WBAI, and while I was in Washington, of WPFW. I have not been involved politically in BAI or PFW. I'm currently a member of BAI. And I have been very disturbed by what I have seen as my introduction to the intricacies of Pacifica's operation, as they seem to be represented by a complete disregard for procedure and bylaws. I'm hard-pressed to understand how a midnight effort to lock a transmitter, how a pattern of more than half a dozen firings of persons of African or Latin descent represents the kind of direction that I have been a listener to hear. The gag order, which has been imposed on any real discussion of political issues at BAI, seems to me a complete and utter disregard for any community discussion of political issues as they affect members of BAI. If indeed there is a need for another reporter, I'd suggest that there is a man by the name of Don DeBar who has given an awful lot of effort to WBAI who might be available to fill that position. And I would echo the sentiments of a goodly number of people who were concerned about the consequences of not renewing our membership, and suggest to you that while I have indeed renewed my membership this time, it will be my last time if, in fact, the efforts at BAI for the last 6 to 8 months are any indication of the direction the Pacifica is going. And I would rather put my efforts towards seeing community radio on the Internet. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person is Russell Dale.
I shaved it, so if you don't recognize me, I took off the beard. Yeah, I didn't bring my guitar either, so I won't sing. But I was also going to comment on how aggravating and sad and pathetic it is that Bernard White and Don DeBar and Io Harrington were dismissed without due process in an effort which is obviously to pretend that what's going on is for the radio station, but in fact is against the listeners of the radio station. WBAI is its listeners, and it's not you guys. You guys are representatives. Some of you may even be legitimate representatives, though probably many of you are not. But WBAI is not its representatives. It's its listeners, and it's supported by its listeners who stood up and supported the station in the last fund drive in spite of the nefarious undertakings that seem to be going on with some of you. I do hope that you come to your senses. Well, maybe that's right. I don't know. And those of you who really do care about the progressive community and the neighborhoods and communities that are struggling in New York City and across this country who need Pacifica will save Pacifica. Thank you. You know, I got it.
Thank you. The next person on the list is Marquez Olsen. Hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah, that's good. But he's an
Mark, I'm Ken Nash from the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee, and Mark has asked me to read the statement that he was going to read.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. On behalf of the unpaid staff at WBAI, we urge you to consider the rampant violations of our contractual rights. In early May 2009, after assuming the position of acting general manager at WBAI, LaVon Williams banned producer Io Harrington from the station and air without notice, without discussion, without citing cause. Ms. Harrington learned of the banning through a memo Williams had sent out to hundreds of BAI staff and others. She wasn't even given the mere courtesy of being personally, directly contacted. Since that time, Williams has refused to respond to repeated requests for a meeting with USARC stewards or to provide an explanation about the banning of Ms. Harrington. Then came the removal of Don DeBar and Mimi Rosenberg from Wake Up Call with only spurious reasons given, and the removal of one of Dr. William DeFazio's City Watch programs from the archives without reason being given. In all of these cases, our members have been punished with none of the due process protections specified in our contract with management. While we have filed grievances about Ms. Harrington and Mr. DeBar's treatment under our contract with WBAI to Ms. Williams, we have never received responses to repeated emails. In addition, clauses in our contract with regard to search committees for the hiring of new staff and input into program changes have likewise been ignored. No management since the coup has chosen to not even respond to our grievances and our continual calls for contractually mandated meetings. We can only call this behavior union busting. BAI calls itself Peace and Justice Radio and Free Speech Radio, yet when there is a gag rule and producers are fired for the disagreement with management, there is no free speech, there is no justice, and there can be no peace. When their union and the legal contract with management is ignored, there is only despotism. We call upon Pacifica and WBAI to live up to the practices we preach about. Meet with the union, and if contractual differences persist, submit to the contractually mandated arbitration contract. Thank you.
Okay. Next three people are William Heerwagen, Alex Steinberg, Bob Lederer, and Serene Roberts. William, you go first.
Hello, William Heerwagen. I do a jazz show, so I just wanted to say to Gabrielle, who commented about the music being bad, I tried to play some good music and some good poetry, so it's not all bad. But I agree, some of it is. Okay. I didn't have a big planned speech or anything, but I just listened to some of the speakers, and I'll just take them in order. Mitch Cohen trying to talk about premiums as if it's just been discovered that there was this big premium. There's always been a premium problem long before, and they try to blame Io Harrington without using her name today, but at other times they have. The previous person left thousands of premiums undone, and the older the drive is, the further in the past, the more ridiculous it is to have premiums never sent out. And so it is a problem, always has been a problem, and it's not a political problem. It's just a problem, and they try to politicize it. Then we had WPFW. We had a lady, I don't know her name, I'm sorry, an attorney who was apparently on the board talking about Campbell Johnson. I mean, it's ridiculous. If what she says is true, that she read from the bylaws, which I'm going to go home and check. This is just more coup nonsense, and there is a coup. There's no question. You people are not following any rules and regulations, no due process for anybody. And it's not just at BAI. It's at other stations. At Houston, I think you've directed, Ms. Aaron, that they go to music. I think that's what I'm hearing. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're not the program director, so you shouldn't be telling them to do anything. But then at is there another station that I wanted to talk about? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Then I noticed that Mr. Cohen's attorney is here in the lawsuit, and he mentioned there may have been a settlement of that year and a half or more, almost 2 years, lawsuit where they were trying, one of the main things they were trying to get was the mailing list. So I imagine that all you people listening don't realize that the settlement might include something they were holding out for, is that they're going to give the mailing list to these people that had the lawsuit. Maybe everybody else will get it too. I don't know. But I didn't want my name going to anybody.
And okay, thank you, William. Your time is now up. Okay. Alex Steinberg.
Hello. I'm Alex Steinberg. I'm a member of the WBAI Local Station Board. I want to first thank the Pacifica National Board for coming to New York and for helping facilitate the positive changes that we have seen at WBAI.
Please respect.
And I'm glad that some of the people that preceded me, that you were able to experience firsthand the disinformation campaign that's been going on here. A truly ugly, vicious campaign in which, by repetition, people are made to think there's a coup, due process has been violated, there are gag rules. This is all utter nonsense. What are the facts? The facts are, WBAI for the last 5 years has been faced with declining listeners, declining income, failed fund drive after failed fund drive, paralysis of the premium delivery mechanism. That is simply not, it is not true that that is not a political issue. When you can't deliver anything to the people that support you, that becomes a political issue. You've lost their confidence. We've had this whole situation with programming that's intimately mixed up with this problem we've had with retaining our listeners. Now, it's not that we don't have good programming. We have some very good programming, but there's been a complete lack of due process in the formation of programming. There's been no vision for a number of years. We finally have some positive changes. We moved Democracy Now! To 8 o'clock. When working people can listen to it, we've had a live broadcast of Noam Chomsky from Riverside Church. Thank you.
No. You know, for the audience, if the audience is going to be that disruptive, I'm going to give the speaker that you heckle an extra minute. So please behave yourself. That's a warning. You have 20 more seconds, though.
Okay,
Alex.
Thank you. Well, I just want to say that the changes that have taken place at WBI. This national board was instrumental in assisting us, and the local station board did its duty. It took up its responsibility to evaluate management and change the direction of the station. And I am proud that we did that, and I thank you all.
Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, may I? Madam Chair.
It's now 8:33. If the audience can't
point of order, please.
Allow people to speak without being interrupted and heckled, we have every right to end this meeting. So I would request that you refrain from heckling the speaker. Next speaker is Bob Lederer.
I'm a member of the local station board staff representative, and what I want to address here is the drastic violation and really sweeping away of all of the rules and regulations that are supposed to govern this network. And since this board was seated in January and elected Grace Aaron as their chair and then their interim executive director, that has gone by the wayside, and it's really a terrible new day that has dawned here. We have, first, as was mentioned earlier, the imposition of a gag rule in express violation of the Pacifica National Board resolution adopted after the victory against the last coup that forbade there ever to be another gag rule again. And then you have this whole succession of firings without due process. Contrary to what the last speaker said, there was no evaluation of management at WBAI. There was a bunch of people getting together and deciding that these folks have to go, rather than the actual process that's mandated in the bylaws, where the board goes through a systematic process, looks at the data, and decides who is doing their job properly and what their fate would recommend that be done. And then the actions taken by the management that was hired by Grace Aaron at WBAI have been equally totally in violation of due process and personnel policies and contract, labor contracts. And this is the type of thing that Pacifica constantly is pointing out and critiquing in a larger society, but it's practicing internally in a really shameful way. And one of the points that's very rarely talked about is the fact that all of these new interim people brought into this network, none of them have had a job posted before they were appointed. They were just people that management decided they wanted to put in. No one else had a chance to compete for the jobs, and they were just put in. And that's a characteristic of the nature of why people call this a coup, because it was a predetermined plot to put in a whole new set of people, to turn the station and the network in a new direction, to prize celebrities over community voices, to look at programming from the standpoint of fundraising rather than from the standpoint of maintaining the mission and keeping the unheard voices alive.
Thank you. Thank you. The next speaker is Serene Roberts.
Welcome to WPFW land. That's the way they do it there.
Welcome to New York. Those of you who are here legitimately and those of you who are less legitimate and has nothing to do with your parents or their marital status at the time. Couple of things. There are a couple of people on this board who were strident, some might say virulent in their arguments, one in particular, who served less than 365 days, who were seated at that L.A. meeting. Grace Aaron is from L.A., for those of you who don't know that. Rico Ross is from L.A. Sean O'Brien is from L.A. So it's hard for me to believe that Grace, who had served as her board's chair for some time, was unaware that these people who were being seated at the meeting, where they stridently objected, particularly the guy who serves as sort of her attack dog, so to speak, had not served 365 days. And they sat there and voted to not seat Campbell Johnson because he had not served 365 days. But, you know, hypocrisy is rife on the PNB. A couple of brief things. I know we're paying this secretary. It's not a volunteer secretary, and he can't get minutes out until 2 days before a national board meeting when people are preparing to travel. So somebody needs to look at where our money really is going. The waivers in New York and Steinberg's suggestion when we tried to get the waivers process going months ago was that it was meaningless. So I hope those of you who vote remember that he thinks that people who might actually have economic hardship are, well, insignificant. What has happened at WBAI, what has happened throughout the network, is that those who had been on the board and are on the board, we have an interim CFO whose ability to crunch numbers is at least questionable, and I think I'm being generous, who's also serving as a general manager. She comes to the, in New York, she comes to the finance committee meeting, which had been put off for about 2 months until she could get there. She has no report, she has no clue, she doesn't answer where this mysterious finance person who had been working at KPFA, whose payroll is she on doing work for BAI that looks as though it's attempting to push out our business manager? The fact is that this whole process for the past 7 months with this board has been a matter of personal vendetta and settling factional scores, and it is clear that you guys want to use the listener money in court because I think lawsuits are the only way that you, Ms. Aaron in particular... Okay.
Thank you. And that will,
your director's insurance will not cover the abuse that you're engaging in.
Okay. The next person is, the next few people are Jennifer Jaeger, Jim Blagoman, or Blagomar, Dingman. Oh, sorry. And then Carol Butterworth, and then Jack Van Aken. So Jennifer is next.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Jaeger, and I'm an WBAI LSB member. First, I want to thank you all for coming to our fair city. And I want to note with sadness the death of a member of the WBAI and Pacifica family, Dr. Shari Lieberman, who was on Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Funari on Friday. She was a pioneer in her field of nutrition, and she contributed a lot to the station, and it's just really sad. Yes, she did. Anyway, I also want to thank the board and Grace Aaron in particularly for bailing our station out, our station that was one step to the grave of financial ruin, and for sending us LaVarne Williams and Tony Bates, who put a team together and pulled us from the brink of disaster. We had a condition on the last board where our budgets were passed without any discussion. There was no financial transparency. No one ever knew what was going on. And I went to LSB meetings where budgets were put at the end of agendas, and nobody was allowed to discuss them. Then unrealistic budgets were passed that WBAI could not afford to pay for.
Point of order, please.
There was no transparency of finance, and this is a new day where there's transparency of finance, that the premiums are finally being mailed out.
Please.
To listeners who have been waiting for a year and a half and 2 years to get them since the firing of Paul Ashby. The premiums, personally speaking.
Okay, let there be an order here. You have an extra 30 seconds, and if there's more heckling, she'll get more time. Stop interrupting people while they're speaking, please.
And I certainly hope that you've come all this way from Texas and California and Washington, that you get to do some productive work while you're here, and that you're not disrupted the way we are always disrupted on the board, which prevents us many times from getting all the work that we want to do, especially passing the waivers, which we haven't been able to do because of the continual disruption of certain people behind me.
Thank you, Jennifer. Okay. The next person is Jim Dingman.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about the 0.3% problem that exists here in New York. When I was on the board back in the early 90s, BAI had 0.3% of listenership of this greater metropolitan area. And I have a feeling if one looks at the situation now, it probably hasn't changed at all. Maybe it's a little bit worse. And this is true throughout the entire system. All the stations feel this. We wouldn't be having this argument about programming and did it raise enough money to sustain the folks that were just ousted from power if they had been bringing in the money to sustain the station. This is a problem throughout the entire system. And there's a need to go back and go through the arguments that went up through the 80s and 90s, which those of us who were involved in opposing Pacifica in 92, when the old PNB wanted to ham-fist top down their solution to the system, there has to be a revisiting to these kind of questions, because we wouldn't be having this argument right now if the station hadn't, one, had this problem with the rent, the transmitter, the costs, not putting in money to the central levy, whatever the real number is, it's, what, $1 million, whatever it is, we wouldn't have this problem. We wouldn't be listening to all this performance art from everybody here. So this has to be revisited and seriously grappled with, because we're in a situation right now where who the hell cares about Pacifica when they can go on the Internet and get information? I mean, people really, 0.3% is 0.3%. And those of you who think that this is going to change, if you guys get back into power, you still have the same problem.
Right.
So how the hell do you try to change it? That's the issue.
Thank you. Next person is Carol Butterworth.
Roger, why don't you talk?
You want to be on the list? Okay.
Well, I'm here to speak just as a listener and give you my impressions.
I've had chronic fatigue for a long time, so my first board meeting that I attended was the last one, the local board meeting. I've gotten so disgusted that I found myself flipping to NPR for relief, and that's saying a lot. It was just really going downhill, and I have a lot of friends who just stopped listening and stopped contributing. I think, you know, when you hire people to do a job, if they don't perform, you get rid of them. And Tony Riddle was brought in to turn things around, and nothing happened, stayed the same, and got worse. Bernard White has had a lot of years to prove himself, and we've been losing a lot of money. And we're on the edge of bankruptcy and maybe bringing down the whole network. So it seems to me that something had to be done, and it was an emergency situation. In any organization, if you don't perform well, you're gone. And my own reaction is the programmer's energy has changed for the better instantly with this change in management and rescue, because they were really wondering if they were going to have any station to even come to. You have to pay your bills in any organization. You have to live up to contracts. You have to not harass people physically or verbally, and not indulge in cronyism. And it seems to me that was going on the whole time before. And all these accusations I'm hearing from the people behind me are really what they've been doing themselves. And so they love to shout it about other people. So, and as far as the gag rule is concerned, I think it's absolutely necessary, because otherwise anyone can get on, make any kind of statement, distortions of whatever kind. There's nobody there to counter it. So maybe somebody gets on later, maybe not. Okay, and they counter it, but who's to say if the person who heard the first one is going to be hearing the second one? Right. It gets to be a free-for-all, and this is going on all over. This is a world broadcast station. This is not what this station needs to be doing. Quality of programming is not that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. All right. The next three people are, five people are, Jack Van Aken, Lawrence Reyes, Fernando Velasquez. Is this Rob Duncan and Ajkia Egashira? All right, Jack.
Okay, Jack Van Aken from KPFK, former LSB chair, former PNB thing, former a little bit too much archivist, you name it. And I've been enjoying a wonderful vacation from this, but I love New York, and I haven't been here in 30 years, so I'm delighted to be here. I see some really seriously disturbing trends going on with Pacifica. I count, as of tonight, 7 key management positions that are filled by interim people. And this has all happened very recently as a result of the actions of this board. And as I was involved with this board last year, I saw what I thought was the key conflict that underlay, or certainly was more structurally significant than all of the petty who gets to be seated and all of this stuff, which I think is serious, but compared to the danger that Pacifica could go under, all of those arguments are fairly minor. And what I see happening, and it's very dangerous, is that there's a group of directors who believe that their role is to manage the day-to-day operations of this organization. And it reminds me of when Congress repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which for years it separated banking from investment. And when they took that away, of course, the finance industry loved it. And, of course, certain people love that this blurring of oversight and management is taking place now. It feels good for a while. But what happened ultimately, we've seen developed over time. We're seeing it now, that the financial system came to the brink of collapse, and I'm very concerned that Pacifica will come to the brink of collapse if you continue making management decisions without the relevant expertise. I hear on your committee calls people who don't know the difference between an RFP, a request for proposals, and a job posting, people who are wondering what a bridge loan is, and then the most embarrassing thing, when somebody of the stature of Cynthia McKinney receives an apparent form letter
in response to a query about the ED job. These are very disturbing developments, and they're the result of people who don't have the expertise
okay, your time,
making key decisions.
Thank you.